County Commissioners Court meeting for Monday, August 19th, 2019, at 1:30 p.m. Call this meeting to order, and we'll begin our meeting with an invocation led by Commissioner Weaver, followed by the pledge of allegiance led by Commissioner Smith.
Lord God, King of heaven and earth, direct our minds and bodies throughout this day, so that we may say and do things that are pleasing to you. Forgive us when we fail you. In Jesus Christ's name we pray.
Amen.
Please join me.
Let the allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
All right, we'll begin our agenda a little bit of order in the County Commissioners. Item B is consider possibly approved proclamation suicide prevention month. Have a motion on that. Second, Commissioner Weaver, second by Commissioner Sendall. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Yes, have it unanimously. And Mr. Fortenberry, if you'd like to come up to the podium, I'll read this proclamation. It says, whereas in the United States, more than 40,000 people commit suicide every year, and whereas in our country, suicide is the 10th leading cause of death. And whereas community organizations and resources are essential to continuing the fight against suicide and the loss of young lives, and reducing the stigma by discussing suicide and increasing the awareness of available resources for those suffering with suicidal thoughts, is important to maintaining the health and the happiness of the citizenry. And whereas many of those people who died never received effective behavioral health services for many reasons, including the difficulty of accessing services by health care providers trained in best practices to reduce suicide risk, the stigma of using behavioral health treatment, the stigma associated with losing a loved one to suicide. And whereas public awareness of the warning signs and networks available for at-risk individuals are essential to continue lowering the rate of suicide in the country, and reducing the stigma by discussing suicide and increasing the awareness of available resources for those suffering, it's important to maintain the health and happiness of citizens. Now therefore be resolved that the Jefferson County Commissioners Court recognizes September 2019 as National Suicide Prevention Month and calls upon all citizens of Jefferson County to observe this month with appropriate programs and activities to support suicide prevention efforts. Mr. Fortenberry.
Just wanted to thank Jefferson County for their continued support for Spindle Top Center programs and services and activities. A few things to note, we do have a 24/7 crisis hotline with crisis units, and that number is 1-800-937-8097, and it's 24/7 operational. That number can be found on our website and all of our social media pages. Two things that we're doing in September as well. September 10th is actually Suicide Prevention World Day, so it just happens across the entire globe. And during that day from 11 to 1, we're going to be at Lamar University in the Student Set Center with a booth to hand out resources as well as some of the other Lamar departments. And Wednesday, September 18th, from 3 to 4:30 in the ballroom of the Student Set Center at Lamar, we're going to have a suicide prevention awareness event with speakers and a skit and videos and everything like that, just to make everyone more aware of, you know, suicide prevention is a very important thing in our country. So thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Fortenberry. All right. Back to Adam. The first thing item A is consider approval award for legal property acquired as a result of buyout income of protection. A, item B is consider approval award executed received by acceptance of an offer for term contract for herbicides for Jack Brooks Regional Airport for Morningstar Industries and Red River Specialty shown on attachment B. Item C is consider approved execute receipt file with Fall Glass Building Services for the removal and replacement of 20 windows with impact rated glass at the Jack Brooks Regional Airport Jerry Weir Terminal, second floor, in the amount of $75,029 in accordance with by board contract, with funding coming from the Rebuild Texas Fund. Item D is consider approved execute receipt file and agreement with Jefferson County Constable Precinct 4. TransUnion Risk and Alternative Data Solutions, Inc. for search engine access for a period of 12 months beginning October 1st, 2019, in the amount of $100 per month. That motion on both items under purchasing.
Move.
Moved by Commissioner Weaver.
Second.
Second by Commissioner Sendall. Any discussion? All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it. Dunstan County Auditor, I've made to consider and approve budget transfer of the 172nd District Court for purchase of a safe in the amount of $320. Out of fees, consider and approve budget transfer for risk management for additional cost for postage in the amount of $65. Out of fees, consider and approve budget transfer MIS for purchase of an antivirus software for the AS400 in the amount of $12,000. Out of fees, consider and approve budget transfer for road and bridge precinct 3 for replacement of duct work. Out of fees, consider and approve budget transfer for the tax office for installation of security cameras in the amount of $600. Out of that, consider and approve a budget transfer for the airport for electrical repairs to the aviation tank form in the amount of $27,435. Item G is consider and approve electronic disbursement for $1,800,000 to state comptroller for the second half of the intergovernmental transfer for indigent health care. Item H is to receive and file financial and operating statements for county funds only for the month ending July 31st, 2019. And item I have regular county bills, check numbers 462429 through 442657. Do I have a motion on those items under auditor?
So moved.
Moved by Commissioner Sinodal.
I'm a second.
Second by Commissioner Alford.
My question right off, the first time I'm sitting here, I'm saying it by a safe. What is that for? Is it after?
What I have in the notes is to, courtroom and staff security, probably to store things.
Well, probably for storing exhibits admitted into evidence during trial, I would imagine.
Do we have that in other courts?
I believe one other court has one, just bought one.
Oh, really?
Yeah, 58 have one purchased.
Is it something going on we need to know about? Because that's a strange purchase to me anyway.
What do they do with the exhibits in the criminal court one day?
I don't know if it's necessary for that. We can follow up and see what that is.
Please do it back to us.
We'll go ahead and table this week.
You're welcome.
Is that okay with y'all to make a motion and second?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. On the remaining items, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Yes, have it. Under county clerk, item A is to conduct a public hearing on county clerk's records archive plan for fiscal year 2019-2020. Do I have a motion on that item?
So moved.
Moved by Commissioner Alford, seconded by Commissioner Weaver. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All right, we'll now open up a public hearing on the county clerk's record archive plan for the fiscal year 2019-2020. Anybody wishing to speak to the archive plan, please come to the podium and introduce yourself. Hearing none, the public hearing is closed. Item B is to consider and possibly approve, receive, and file the county clerk's records archive plan for fiscal year 2019-2020. Do I have a motion on that item?
So moved.
Moved by Commissioner Alford.
Second.
Second by Commissioner Sinodal. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it unanimously. Under county commissioners, item A is to consider and possibly approve and authorize county judge to execute, receive, and file amended operations and management agreement with Jefferson County Board between Jefferson County Forensic Medical Management Services, GLC. Item B has been covered. Item C is to consider and possibly approve a resolution authorizing submission of the Texas Community Development Block Grant Program Disaster Recovery Infrastructure Grant Application to Texas General Land Office in the amount of $5,934,691. Authorizing the county judge to act as the county's authorized representative in all matters pertaining to the county's participation in Texas Community Development Block Grant DR Grant Program. Item D is to discuss proposed tax rate for tax year 2019, fiscal year 2019-2020. We'll get to that in just a moment with the auditor. Item E is to consider and approve proposed tax rate of 0.364977 for tax year 2019, fiscal year 2019-2020. And schedule two public hearings on proposed tax rate for Monday, September 9th, 2019 at 1:30 p.m. and Tuesday, September 17th. 2019 at 10:30 a.m. in the Commissioner's Courtroom. Item F is consider possible approval to receive a $50,000 donation from Coker Caverns to be utilized to make necessary repairs to the Erie Street Bridge pursuant to Section 81.032 of the Texas Local Government Code. Item G is consider possible approval to authorize County Judge to execute a memorandum of understanding between Jefferson County and Port Arthur Independent School District for the cost associated with housing prisoners from Class B offenses and hire at the Jefferson County Correctional Facility pursuant to Section 791 of Local Government Code. Is there a motion on those items under County Commissioner?
I'll make the motion, Judge, and a couple of questions and a comment.
Second.
Okay.
The question.
Motion by Commissioner Arnold, seconded by Commissioner Weaver.
Question would be on C. And I know they had the additional information there about you being the executive. That doesn't exclude it coming back to court for action on anything.
No. Okay. No, it's just to whenever we do the signatures on the computer grant system, and it's just to do authorized signatures, but any contracts go out or anything will still be going through our grant administration and through the Commissioner's Court approval process.
Okay, and the second one is to compliment you on the contact with Coastal Caverns. That bridge is in my precinct, and we appreciate your contact with them because that was fruitful with them engaging or involving themselves with $50,000, which is a benefit to the county and taxpayers of the county.
Judge, I got a question. This is basically just to set up a process so that they, is this an interlocal under Chapter 791, or is this an MOU, or is this for payment, or is this just?
791 is an interlocal cooperation act.
So is this an interlocal agreement?
Yes.
Okay.
And I think it should be for Class C offenses.
Class C? Oh, okay.
I think that's right. Class C.
And then it's noted as memorandum of understanding. So I just want to make sure that we're talking about the same thing.
Okay, and then it says on item D to discuss the proposed tax rate. Mr. Plain?
Yeah, the proposal to which you have an ID is to adopt the current tax rate. We have a 0.364977, and that is above the effective tax rate that is calculated, which is approximately one penny lower, 0.3541. But we do need to adopt the current rate. That would generate additional tax revenue for us for next year to cover our increasing expenses. We have, as you can see, a little bit of a, not really a change, just something new. The first hearing will be on Monday at 1:30, which is our regular meeting for that month. And at that meeting, I believe we're going to propose to change the date when we meet to Tuesday. At 10:30 is our understanding, so that's how we're posting it. So the next hearing, the second hearing, will be on Tuesday at 10:30.
Just for, I guess, historical value, our tax rate's been at this rate for approximately how many years?
It's been at least 36 and a half. We did drop it, I think it was 2 years ago, but it's 2006. Yeah. Last increase.
Yeah.
Last increase. So we've dropped it since. That kind of
stairs. Yeah, well, 42.5 cents in 2006.
Then we 36.5 cents.
39 and 36.
And the original, before we took that original tax increase, it was at 36.
Now 36.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Aye. Any other discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Yeah, as said, under the county treasurer, we have one item to receive a copy of the investment schedule for July 2019, including the year-to-date total earnings on county funds. Got a motion on that?
So moved.
Second.
Okay, moved by Commissioner Senegal, second by Commissioner Weaver, I believe.
Yeah.
Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Yeah, as have it. The district clerk, we have two items. Item A is a public hearing on the district clerk's records archive plan for fiscal year 2019. 19-2020, so we'll take that out separately. Have a motion on that.
So moved.
Moved by Commissioner Arnett, second by Commissioner Weaver and Sinaugle. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? The ayes have it, so we will open up a public hearing on the District Clerk's Records Archive Plan. I invite any member of the public here present to come to the podium and introduce yourself and make any statements you have about this very exciting agenda.
So exciting, just a quick bit, sir.
Seeing no one, I'll close this hearing on the District Clerk's Records Archive Plan. Bring up item B under District Clerk, consider possible approval to receive and file District Clerk's Records Archive Plan for fiscal year 2019-2020. Do I have a motion on that?
So moved.
Moved by Commissioner Arnett. Second by Commissioner Sinaugle. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it, under Sheriff's Department. We have one item, consider possible approval to authorize county judge to execute interlocal agreement between Jefferson County and the City of Fall Line, Fort Ogden on asset sharing of the 2019 Burn Justice Assistance Grant Award. Jefferson County's allocation is $17,057 and is budgeted for computer equipment for the sheriff's office. Do I have a motion on that?
So moved.
Moved by Commissioner Arnett.
Second.
Second by Commissioner Weaver. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Yes, have it. Under District Attorney, I may consider approve ratify out-of-state travel for Assistant DA Rachel Groves to attend the National Advocacy Training Program, Washington, D.C., September 19th through 20th, which is budgeted to the District Attorney's travel fund. Do I have a motion?
So moved.
Moved by Commissioner Sinaugle. Second by Commissioner Weaver. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? That completes our regular agenda. Is there anything any member of the court wishes to bring to the attention of the public about our taking action? If not, then thank you for being here, and we are.